Weekend Breakfast with Refilo and Pakanyane on 702.
And let's get into it. As we do every Saturday morning, this segment of the show is spent focusing on motoring news. And joining us today, before we get into your car maintenance, repair issues and questions for our resident car expert, Warren Tucker, joining us today is Ferdi De Vos, who's a freelance journalist at Wheels 24. Interesting story that Ferdi focused on this week, and talking about the Moretza Auto Company, registered in Zim in South Africa, the very first black-owned car building company in Southern Africa. And we've heard news that they'll be releasing the first batch of 100 primate-badged vehicles into the local market next week. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Ferdi. Thank you so much for making the time.
Good morning, Lucille. Yes, nice and cold today. Nice and cold.
Beyond cold, I trust you're keeping well and looking after yourself, keeping safe there, Ferdi. Thank you so much for making it. Ferdi, the primate badged car, this vehicle making its entry into the local market next week. 100 vehicles, not insignificant. What do you think the reception for this will look like, based on, you know, things like the fact that it's a locally manufactured vehicle, but the price point as well?
It's a good one, and it's a good question. It's very difficult to say because, you know, the only reference one has at this stage is the images of the car. Mm. Obviously, we do know that it was built in Roslyn. And that most of the parts was assembled. It comes from Iran. Mm-hmm. That is where the parts come from. And then it is put together in Roslyn. And then, you know, from there, it goes to what I presume is the dealerships or, you know, some showroom where you can pick it up. So, difficult to say in terms of what we know at the moment. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the price point, and this is only pre-ordering at the moment, so, you know, you're putting down, let's say, a deposit for the car at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think it will get into the market a bit later in the year. So by that time, you know, the car will be finished. It will be at the showroom. You'll get it with a bow and a tire and all the rest of it. So I think there's going to be a good response. And one of the reasons why I do think is because it is an African company. And I think there are people that are pretty proud of that. And I do think it was well done by the company to get to this point. Because, I mean, it is a very difficult marketplace. The car industry is notoriously difficult. And to get to this point is really well done.
Yeah. You know, looking at the suggested retail price of 196,000 after people have pre-ordered and put down that deposit, describe for us the kind of, finishes, the touches, the capacity of the vehicle once it finally goes to market. What can South Africans expect? Obviously playing in the lower, in the entry-level segment, smaller vehicles, but nonetheless, as you said, quite exciting that essentially a homegrown product breaking into what is, you said, a tough market.
Yep. It's powered by a 1.5-liter engine, which is, in terms of the market, you know, that it's playing, is more than sufficient. It looks like the specification list is good. You know, there are things like keyless entry. There's a touchscreen, Bluetooth, sat nav. It's got a reversing camera, cruise control, parking sensors, you know, things like that, which you would expect from a much higher priced vehicle. Mm. So, you know, I think in that sense, I think people will definitely have a look at it. Because if you look at the competitors in that segment, they're normally much lower spec vehicles.
Sure.
And it is also an SUV type vehicle, which people like. So, you know, that also counts in its favor. But I think in the end, you know, people would like to touch and feel it, and see the build quality before making the final decision on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fadi De Force, thank you so much for bringing us that story. And of course, Fadi De Force is freelance journalist at Wheels 24, bringing us the latest on an African-produced, owned auto company. That's the Mureza Auto Company, set to release the batch of first 100 Primate vehicles next week onto the market. And I'm really, really keen to track that story, see how the market receives it. And as Fadi said, you know, South Africans definitely will want to drive, touch, feel this thing before they hop on board. Because, of course, as we always say with Warren Tucker, who's coming up very shortly, we're incredibly brand loyal and we stick to what we've known in the past. But wondering how many South Africans will give this vehicle, the Primate, the Mureza Primate, a chance, give it a spin.